Back here at the big GlassTech board for this week's edition of Game Reflections presented by GlassTech. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Obviously, hope to be discussing plays from a Broncos win. Didn't work out, obviously, in a 21-0 loss to the Chargers. We'll get started with one of the few bright moments on offense. It was this little play here to Devontae Booker on third down. This actually moved the Broncos into Chargers territory for the first time all game. And this is a pretty simple setup here as we go to slow motion. You're going to see Hunter Sharp here kind of do a little rub. You got to be very careful on this. You don't want to get called for pass interference. You know, it's always a play where you're kind of towing the line of what's legal, what's illegal, but it sets up the separation Devontae Booker needs. He had good protection up front, nice delivery from Simeon. And really, when this play happened, given where the Broncos stood, I thought, hey, this could be the kind of thing that gets him going. They were looking for some momentum. But, of course, it all went away on the next play when Simeon was sacked, fumbled, Chargers ball, and they didn't get back into scoring range again until the fourth quarter. Much better day for the defense, of course, only giving up two touchdowns. And another strong day for Domantas Peko here, getting this sack of Phillip Rivers. And it's a pretty simple setup here. You're going to see man coverage for the most part, but watch here. You've got Melvin Gordon on the near side. Marshall was motioning with him, but then you've got Todd Davis here handling him in coverage, and that's where Phillip Rivers was going to look first. He was going to look for Melvin Gordon. Gordon had caught 15 passes the previous 2 weeks. He's not there. Domantas Peko, he's won his one-on-one matchup, one of four men rushing, gets the sack. And the thing for Domantas Peko, so much of what he does sets up the other guys in the front seven. I was personally happy for Domantas to get the sack here. It's nice to see him reap some reward statistically for what he's doing for everyone else in the front seven. He's having an outstanding year. Obviously, tough day for the Broncos overall, but the defense held the Chargers to 15 first downs, below 250 yards. Obviously, not what you want on the scoreboard in the end, but that was a winning effort for the defense. Because of plays like that, Broncos lead the league in total yardage allowed, lead the league in some other categories. Plays like this are a big reason why. See you next week on Game Reflections. Hope to obviously be talking about a win in Kansas City. We'll have a couple more plays to review then. Until next time, take care.